This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As Congress resumes under a new administration, ag groups are watching to see how things take shape with new members under a Democratic majority. Mike Torrey with Michael Torrey Associates says it's no surprise that money will likely be the biggest hurdle to clear in Congress.
I think everybody understands how much has been spent through the market facilitation program payments and also the COVID payments for agriculture. Monies they didn't ask for, but monies that happened as a result of several policies and actions and activities in the last 4 years. And then with what's happened with COVID as a whole.
Next on the list, Torrey says, will involve dealing with urban legislators.
An obstacle, too, is going to be this balance of social economic policy. Obviously, ag committees are normally focused on commodity programs and hunger programs, but a number of members of Congress have joined the committee from urban areas because of hunger and feeding programs specifically.
And with a few strong ag voices gone, Torrey says replacing them will be key.
The Democratic caucus had Colin Peterson, who advocated strongly. He's gone. He was able to convince a lot of urban members to come along, and that's gone. So really, for all of us in agriculture, who's going to be the person that steps up to the plate in that regard?
Listen tomorrow for more on what it will take for agriculture's voice to be heard under this new administration.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.